This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. A few weeks ago, we talked with a specialist in underserved farmers at the Michigan State University Center for Regional Food Systems. Shakara Tyler mentioned a class action lawsuit against the United States Department of Agriculture that alleged discrimination against black farmers. That case is called the Pigford lawsuit. It claimed USDA loan officers and agents denied loans, lost applications, delayed applications, and otherwise discriminated against African-American farmers. After all was said and done, the settlement with the USDA was the largest federal settlement for civil rights violations in the nation. It amounted to more than $2 billion and loan forgiveness. Further lawsuits were filed by Native American, Latino, and women farmers, and further settlements were paid out by the government. Here to talk about what the USDA has done since those lawsuits are Brian Garner. He's the Senior Director of the Office of Civil Rights Farm Service Agency at the USDA. And James Redentz, who is the Deputy Administrator for Farm Loans Programs Farm Service Agency with the USDA. How did this kind of discrimination happen?
Well, this is really ancient history. The lawsuits were actually filed in the late 1990s. And most of the allegations were in the decade or so preceding the filing of the litigation. USDA and Farm Service Agency in particular have put together a variety of strategies to try and address that. Beyond that, Congress has made some public policy directions to help address the issue of the what had been a shrinking number of minority and underserved farmers across the country.
What is the USDA doing to regain the trust of minority and women farmers?
There are many initiatives that have been brought about by the department. One of them, for example, is LEP, Limited English Proficiency. When we talk about equal access under the law, everyone has the right and should have the opportunity to apply for different programs and services within USDA. We have outreach programs coming from our Deputy Administrator for Field Operations. So there are some things that are, I believe, very aggressive in terms of opportunities to actually bring the trust back to USDA.
What does that outreach look like? I mean, are you meeting with some of the people who were within the class action lawsuit to ask them, or are you having focus groups? What does outreach mean?
I'll give you an example. In one case, we were out in California. I say we. The department, FSA, a couple of other agencies were out in California meeting with Vietnamese fishers. These individuals had issues and complaints, and the biggest part of the complaint process was communications. And so we were able to go out there, meet in a group, speak about the programs that are available to those fishermen, and allay a lot of the concerns that they had about being able to be helped by USDA.
If we went to a group of them and just asked them, do you think you're being treated fairly now? What do you think the response would be?
In the era prior to the litigation, the program philosophy was what I would call a build it and they will come. In other words, the folks were in the office, but they were just really sitting and doing their jobs. But there was no incentive for them to make sure that these producers got the service that they needed. One of the initiatives that we implemented several years ago to address that is that we now have program performance goals. Congress has targeted some of the funding to producers that fall into these groups. We've also set performance goals for our field staff, our loan staff in particular, and they are held accountable for these goals to assure that the funding that is made available is properly utilized. Another initiative that we've undertaken, we've had a fairly aggressive, what we would call a marketing program, again, making sure that we are out in the community, that our loan staff and other agency personnel are present at various events where we would expect to be able to meet with minority producers, to explain the programs, talk with them about what's available, and again, make sure that their needs are met as best the programs can meet them.
And that kind of thing is happening across the nation?
I think it's happening all over the place, yes.
This was the actions of personnel at the local level. What has the USDA done to ensure its officials at the county level are treating farmers all the same?
Well, there are a variety of things. before the advent of the technology that we have today, of course, it was much more difficult to gather data and monitor events and situations. Today, even though our systems are not maybe what we would like them to be, we have a lot more capabilities, for example, to monitor in near real time loan application activity, when necessary, further investigate anomalies that arise. It's been quite a few years ago now, but Congress actually reserved or targeted a specific amount of our loan funding to go to what's referred to in the law as socially disadvantaged farmers, which basically is minority and female farmers. So those are some of the things that have changed and particularly allow us to assure that we know about the activities that are going on out there and can much more quickly intervene to address any anomalies that might occur.
With what kind of certainty can you say discrimination against Black, Latino, Indigenous, and women farmers has been eradicated throughout the USDA?
In terms of the loan programs, certainly nothing is 100%. We don't live in a perfect world. But I think our program results speak to the large success that we've had in that area. We've increased lending to those groups substantially in the fiscal year that just ended. We made roughly 8,700 loans totaling about $832 million to farmers that fall into those groups. I think another indicator is we processed just over 40,000 loan applications. We only received 23 Farm Loan Program-related civil rights complaints. In other words, where a loan applicant or a borrower lodged a complaint alleging that their civil rights had been violated in some way.
What kind of training have these USDA officers at the local level, these agents and loan officers, gotten to ensure that we don't have the kind of discrimination that led to this class action lawsuit?
One of the major efforts coming from my office, which is the Office of Civil Rights, is to reach out to all managers to provide some level of civil rights training. We basically share what constitutes discrimination. And a lot of the training is customer service based. That's just a snapshot of what we do as an Office of Civil Rights.
What will tell you that you've successfully accomplished all of your goals to make sure that minority and women farmers are being treated fairly? What kind of metrics are you using?
I can't honestly say that all of our goals have been met. We're still pushing and pressing for opportunities to improve in our relationships with minority populations. I think that's ongoing, but we've made great strides. The numbers don't lie. And when I look at what was happening in 2007 versus 2017, it's remarkable what this agency has done. We go out and we spend money to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to learn, to glean from the civil rights perspective, and also to share with our customers. The 2008 Farm Bill required that we have what's called receipt for services, and that is a tool that allows us here at the national office to really hold accountable those in the field who are dealing with customers on a daily basis. And so when an individual comes into a county office or a service center, that person is given a receipt. They sign that receipt. That receipt is an immediate feedback for us. And I think that helps in terms of customer service. I think that's real big in the business that we're in. The other thing is that my office conducts state management reviews. We do a top-to-bottom look at a state office. We look at the county offices, and we determine that they are in compliance with civil rights regs, laws, and statutes.
Jim Rudentz, in the farm loans programs, how do you measure success?
We're going to continually take steps to make sure that we don't let anything arise as did those many years ago. I'm held accountable for civil rights complaints in the farm loan programs that I'm responsible for. I have an incentive and I'm very committed to make sure that there aren't complaints, which means that the programs are being administered fairly and equitably. And we continue to look for other opportunities to strengthen the programs and make it easier for those folks to access them and easier for our field staff to deliver them as well.
That is Jim Redentz. He is the Deputy Administrator for Farm Loans Programs Farm Service Agency with the USDA. And we hear from Brian Garner. He's the Senior Director of the Office of Civil Rights Farm Service Agency at the USDA. Gentlemen, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you.